Soundtracks of all time. Theme, main title to The Taking of Pelham 123, and I don't mean the version with Denzel Washington and what's his name there? You know who I'm talking about. He was in Pulp Fiction and Welcome Back, Mr. Carter, and eventually the name will get to me, but just not right now. David Shire? Is that how you pronounce it? The movie was on a couple week ago or so, and of course I had to tape it and DVR it, and just an awesome movie, New York City in the gritty 70s. Anyways, we finished up with some Les Paul and Mary Ford with How High the Moon from 1951, and there's a little riff in there when I played the Coasters' Charlie Brown. I thought I heard that kind of riff in the background there. I think I started with the K7s Every Night off their Every Night single from Rumbaugh Records 2017. I'm not 100% sure because I've been out looking for some stuff, and I'm supposed to be like typing in the songs that I'm playing at the same time, but sometimes I just I forget. Did I tell you I played Solomon Burke Cry to Me? I don't know if I did. Well, if I didn't, I did. Then some K7s with Every Night. Bachman Turner Overdrive, BTO with Taking Care of Business. And that's Taken, T-A-K-I-N, no G. 1974 of the Taking Care of Business LP, I believe. New York Dolls with Trash. It's a tough one to find. It's definitely not from 2003, but that's what the computer says. But no, it's from the 70s. John Fogerty by request, Center Field, 1998, I think. Because it's spring training, and baseball will be starting at the end of the month. Who knew? Hold on, I'm running out of music here. Let's go to this track. There we go. And Les Paul and Mary Ford with How High the Moon. Oh, we got to make this official. WMFO in Medford. WMFO in Medford. Just made it. Actually, I had another 60 seconds to go, but let's not push it. We don't need the Blue Meanies to be shutting down the radio station. You never know these days. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box. You can also hear, if you're on the World Wide Web like some people are, on the internet at WMFO.org. You can also go download some apps. Let me see if I can find it. It's called Radio.net. You can download that app. And it's got a bunch of radio stations in there, including WMFO. So there's a couple ways you can tune into the station. You know, I was listening to a song. I was watching a movie the other day. It's, I forget the name of the movie, but it's got Tom Cruise where he's the pilot there. And there's a song in the background. And I could have sworn it was a Bobby Freeman song. And I was like, wait, no, that's not right. But there's a riff in there. So I'm going to play both of these songs. One that I was really shocked. I didn't have for garage music and didn't have it. I had one song by this group, but so I went and got the CD. You probably only listen to like three songs that they have, but there's a riff in there that I think they stole from another song. But we'll see. It's coming up next. Bump, bump.
Twist and shout. Shelter of a mother's little helper, and for help you through the night, help to minimize happiness just seems a bore. And if you take more of those, you will get an overdose. No more running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. They've just helped you on your way through your busy dying day.
sunshine. We were born to love one another. This is something we all need. We were born to love one another. We must be what we're going to be. And what we have to be is free. Love is understanding.
Cause we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old. Try and dig what we all say. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation.
I'm
just talking about my generation. What we all trying to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my generation. Cause we could get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful cold.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
WMFO Memphis 91.5. That's right. What track am I on here? The Chicken Backs by the Curios in the background there. So do the Chicken Back. We just finished up with some Who? The Who. Yeah, that's Who. We started things out there a long time ago. Yes, long, long time. With the Troys. I think that's how you pronounce it. With I Don't Need You off of the Rainbow Chaser The Complete Recordings, 66 to 68. And there's a little organ playing in there that I think is taken from Bobby Freeman's Come On Swim, because his song was 1964 and The Troy song was 1966, so maybe they just borrowed the little organ riff there. John Gavin, or Gavain, I can never remember how he pronounced his last name. Hey, I just rhymed. With Cookin' off his self-titled Cookin' 45. You can get his music off of SoundCloud. Rolling Stones with Mother's Little Helper. Clash with the White Riot demo version. Just kind of threw that in there. Herman's Hermits. I'm Henry VIII. I am. And it's actually, no, you got to pronounce it, I am Henry VIII. Because it's H-E-N-E-R-Y. So Henry VIII. I am. Not Henry VIII. I am. Henry. Which got me to thinking about bands that were made up, because Herman's Hermits was kind of made up. So I started to think, and I said, hey, the Monkees, they were made up. For Pete's sake. No, that's the name of the song, For Pete's Sake. Was the ending song, or the ending song in their TV show in the second season. And The Who, My Generation, the mono with the guitar overdubs, because originally that song, when it came out, did not have overdubs, and my music has run out here, which means that Chris needs to go back and play some music. So how about we have something instant here? Not like a commercial, but just some instant music.
Karma's gonna get you, gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together, pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
Strangelove, do we have anything like that in the works?
A moment, please, Mr. President.
The Museum of Science presents a mirror maze, Numbers in Nature, an interactive and immersive new traveling exhibit that exposes and explains the mathematical patterns that surround us every day in the natural world. from the nested spirals of a sunflower seeds to the ridges of a majestic mountain range to the layout of the universe. The 1,700 square foot elaborate Mirror Maze includes an immense theater, plenty of hands-on activities for the whole family, plus fun dead ends, and a small secret room hidden within. Throughout this interactive experience, you'll come to appreciate the beauty of our world through numbers. For more information about the Mirror Maze exhibit, which is included with the exhibit hall's admission, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the museum's website at mos.org. That's mos.org, or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and your math and science loving friends here at WMFRN Radio.
Dip, 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 dang, dip, 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 dang, dip, 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 dip,
she found, but all my friends say she know where I've been.
Searching all day and searching all night.
Shookin' for my baby, but does she know where to fly? Come on, baby, won't you come on back home? Down in the field, I'm still sleeping all alone. I'm down on my knees, I'm looking for you, baby. Girl, I don't mean maybe I've been
searching all day and searching all night.
Shookin' for my baby, but does she know where to fly?
Nuclear reactors could... I'm sorry, Mr. President. Nuclear reactors could provide power almost indefinitely. Greenhouses could maintain plant life. Animals could be bred and slaughtered.
Thank you. my love.
Yeah.
Shocking Blue had a number one hit with that from December of 1969. But we started things off with 1971? Two? Zero? John Lennon with Instant Karma. The Shamans, or Shamanes, S-H-A-M-A-N-S, with Shooby Dooby Doo from 1959. That's a tough one to find. Let me tell you something. I heard it the other day, and I was like, ooh, I kind of like that. Wicked tough. Devo with Be Stiff. Their Greatest Misses CD. Otis Redding, my man Otis, with Old Man Trouble off of Otis Blues. Otis Redding Sings Soul from 1966. And Shocking Blue with Venus. I only got a couple more minutes, or about 14 more minutes or so to go. So let me get back to some music. I had requests for some Buddy Holly. I couldn't find the Buddy Holly version. So hopefully they don't mind the cover version.
About you all the time. Crying, crying, tears keep a falling all night long. Waiting, waiting, it seems so useless. I know it's wrong. Keep a crying, crying, waiting, waiting, hoping, hoping.
They walk
Presents 70s Essential Music with Sweet Fox on the Run from 1975. What were you doing in 1975? Haley, who's getting ready for to do her show in a little while, wasn't even born in 1975. I was 9. Looking forward to the big 10. Anyways, that's what we just finished with in that clip. Sweet. You know, sweet action. Action. Never mind. We started things out with some Beatles with Crying, Waiting, and Hoping from Live at the BBC. This is 1959, but I think that's a little wrong. More like possibly 1962, 63. Joe Jones with California Sun, the original version. A couple of good covers of that, but originally put out in 1961. It was for the guys, 4019s, that are out in California. Hopefully I remember the band's name correctly. And some Sweet with Fox on the Run. Well, it's getting cloudy, which means that the rain and the wind and the snow and the everything else is coming. So batten down the hatches, make the ship ready for sea, and let's get on out of here. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Hope you like the show. You can also listen to the archive of the show. Just go to the WMFO.org website, click on schedule, find me, Chris, Strike the Box, and you can listen to it again for at least a week. or you can go to the Strike the Box Radio Show page or group on Facebook, and I'll have a link so you can get to it quickly that way. But thank you for everybody that tuned in, called in, checked in. My niece and my brother enjoyed the show. At least I think they did. All right, that's it for me. I got one more song coming up. Haley's coming up with the Almost Friday, because it is Almost Friday. Take care, everybody, and be careful this weekend. It's going to be wicked bad out there.